Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And remember, our email address is joe@rte.ie, joe@rte.ie, from anywhere in the world, night or day, it should get to us. Now, this is a very unusual one. And by the way, I'll give out other numbers later on. But Noreen, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
I'm determined now that we solve this before in the next 55 minutes. What? It's the most beautiful but unusual problem I've heard in such a long time.
Oh, that's good to tell it.
Your gorgeous mother.
Yes.
Is what age?
She was 100 on the 13th of May this year.
Okay, in the middle of the pandemic.
Exactly.
And she got a beautiful letter from our president.
She got a lovely letter, and I have to say, Joe, we want to say thank you to President Higgins and the government for giving this very generous check. I'm sure there are a lot of people unaware of how much it actually is for the centenary. It's €2,540.
Great, great, great. And she got the check.
She got the check, and it
don't
was
tell
held
me now she lost.
Lovely...
Don't tell me she lost it in Copperface Jacks or something, did she?
No, she's been bedridden for quite some time, so. And she's not really aware, so she wasn't really aware of receiving the cheque as such. But the staff and wonderful, wonderful people at the home where she is in St. Luke's in Blackrock put on a fantastic birthday party for her on the day. And one of the nurses even brought in a live hen to celebrate the day, because she was always in love with hens and chicks and talking about them a lot. So it was a wonderful day, and we were actually on the radio station in Cork here. I think it was Red FM, and we were in the Echo, and there was a video of it on Facebook as well. So it was a great celebration, and we were all excited and thrilled at getting the letter from President Higgins. And I explained to the social welfare people up in, I think, Sligo, the head office for pensions, when they rang me a month prior to the birthday, just taking down details, I told them that she had no bank account or no post office account or no credit union account. In other words, she had no account whatsoever. And what would I do if the cheque was crossed and account payee only? So they weren't aware of that situation, and they said, I'm sure Áras an Uachtaráin will have some, you know,
system,
some provider
whatever.
To solve the issue. Unfortunately, I didn't actually pick up the cheque then until about the first visit that I had with my mother, which was about 6 weeks ago now. We're taking it in turns with my siblings. And I picked up the cheque then, and first thing I did was I went into the bank with it, and they explained to me that because it was crossed, I wouldn't be able to lodge it in my own account or any of my siblings' accounts. So I contacted the people who issued the cheques, which is a company in Kerry called Texco, and they told me that they had had calls like this before, and they gave me the name of a lady and a number in Áras an Uachtaráin. And then I contacted them, and they told me to send an email with the details, and then they'd get back to me. So I explained the details, and they advised that I...
Where is the cheque now, Noreen?
It's sitting in the envelope here at home.
And why can't you cash it?
Well, you're not legally allowed to cash a cheque that has been crossed.
Okay.
And the
you have to put it into your own account.
No, I can't do that.
No, into your mother's account.
Well, she doesn't have one.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Sorry, I know that. But that's the whole scenario. You have
that's
it's,
basically
it's
yes,
crossed,
Joe, yes,
so
yes.
So the cheque doesn't go astray.
Exactly. Well, also, it's becoming a concern now, because 3 months have passed since the cheque was issued, and I believe a cheque will expire after 6 months.
Okay.
So I have just recently sent off a reply to the lady in Áras an Uachtaráin, just advising her that I had tried every single...
Have you? And no bank came up and said, well, could you try and get your mother to sign the back of the cheque, and that means you could cash it, no?
No, unfortunately, what their advice was, and also they advised me to contact a solicitor, which we did, just to ask the question what could be done in this situation. And every one of them said that unless the cheque was not crossed, In that case, my mother could sign the check,
yeah,
and then we could lodge it into any account. But as long as it's crossed and it's, you see, I think...
So is there any... What I'm saying, Noreen, is there any financial whiz kid out there who can liberate this check for us, who can give us, who can tell us how we can free the 2,500? What's your mum's first name again?
She's Mary O'Sullivan.
Well, we can get Mary O'Sullivan. We want to liberate the cheque for Mary O'Sullivan, 2,540. Is there anyone who can tell us how to do it? She can't go to the bank. She doesn't have a bank account. She can't go to the post office. She doesn't have a post office account. She can't go to credit union. She doesn't have a credit union account. But
exactly,
she has got in her hand at the minute a wonderful cheque from our wonderful president and Horace Newton, 2,540. But because it's crossed, it's imprisoned.
It's imprisoned. It is.
The cheque is on lockdown.
Exactly. And I mean, the solution would be if the Horace and Oaktron issued an uncross check.
Okay.
And I could return the cross check. But they said that.
There's a system, I presume.
You see, they don't want to do this freely anymore because there was a lot of fraud going on one time where families were just taking the check and lodging it into their own account.
Oh, God.
So they had to stop that.
Okay,
prevent,
I understand that. I know the answer, but she can't set up a bank account. Sure she can't because...
She has to be in person. Yeah, she has to come into the bank in person to do that, and she can't do that.
Well, I just don't know what else to do,
and I pleaded with
them. What part of the country are you in, Noreen?
In Cork.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just actually thought, Joe, that maybe somebody out there had the same
situation. And maybe there's a way around it.
And that maybe they could ring in and say what they did or how they got around it.
But I just wonder, I know the banks have other things to be doing, but I just wonder, could a bank branch officer or manager come round to your mother's house and say, yes, this is Noreen and we're opening an account for Noreen and we're going to put the money into the account. I'm going to take cash it and then we're going to close the account for Noreen. I don't want strange men or women going, strangers going into your mother's bedroom.
Well, you see, they under the circumstances with the COVID-19.
Oh, of course, hang on. This
and
is,
she's in the home,
we
you know.
We renamed this section Catch 22. There's no way out of this. There is no way out of this.
I mean, it seems such a very trivial situation, really. But I was I emailed you because I thought, surely there's somebody somewhere out there that has experienced the same thing. Or does every single person in the country have a bank account, you know?
Well, they don't. They don't.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
So that's the gist of it, really, Joe.
Okay. By the way, our text line apparently is broken down on us, so I can't even read the texts or see them. Maybe people will come in on Twitter. It's at RT Liveline or at Joe Liveline. You can tweet us in solutions if they do, or joe@rt.ie. I think we can go back to 5. I can't read that message properly on the screen. 51551, mask, hand stand, wear a mask, wash your hands, stand apart. That's our new slogan, Noreen. I say this, I want to go into a serious mode. It is a really, really weird time, isn't it, in the world? Noreen's dilemma of another day, I think we will be able to sort it. But the every avenue you go down, COVID, people can't be coming into the house, strangers can't be, the lockdown, bank branches are closed. It's just, it has really dominoed our lives, hasn't it, in every sense?
It really has, yes. I think it's a very, very strange time for everyone, really. And, you know, I mean, this situation was, you know, like the fact that she's, you know, so well for 100 years of age and then to actually live to that age and then get this lovely letter and check from the president and great excitement by all and then to actually have to go through this struggle of communication, you know, over the last 2 months trying to get some kind of help from what I thought was the person that would be able to help, and just getting nothing other than...
It's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. And it is a dilemma.
Yeah.
And everyone is under pressure either way these days. But I hope, kind regards to Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Where did she rear the hens, by the way? Where is she from originally? Where was our hen ark?
Well, before she married my father, they used to have a poultry, a lot of turkeys and geese, ducks and hens and that. And then we live in a farm here in Cork as well, and we had hens for many, many years, but not for the last while. But she hasn't got Alzheimer's, or she hasn't got dementia, but she certainly lost an awful lot of her memory.
Okay.
But the things that come up in her head are always the things that she used to love, and one of them was talking about hens and picking the eggs and, you know, all that kind of thing. So, I have to shout out to all the wonderful, wonderful staff in St. Luke's, Joe, because they have been unbelievably kind and generous and wonderful to my mother and to us, and I just wanted to thank them. And really, I suppose I really wanted to put some of this check towards St. Luke's home as well, because you know they're having difficult times trying to afford all the PPE gear that the visitors, the relations that are going in now, have to put on a mask and a gown and everything every time. So, you know, I'd love to be able to help them in some small way as well.
Okay,
you know?
And we'll keep pecking at this now. Till we liberate the 2540 and your gorgeous mother, Mary, as well. Noreen, thanks again. And
thank you very much, Joe. I really appreciate you ringing me, and thank you to Fergus and to Maeve as well, the researchers.
Yeah, brilliant, and thank you for contacting us. Thanks indeed. 51551 is back up and working. It's Mass Can't Stand.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And remember, the donation line to the Laurel Inn Children's Hospital is, the text number is 50300. Every little helps. You just text the word Laurel Inn to that number, 50300, and you give €4. But that's immediately doubled to €8 by David and Imelda. The laurelinn.ie is the website. You can make a quick donation there as well. It's very easy to do. And we'll give out all the other details. But the main situation at the moment, the main location at the moment, is on the text line and is on the website, laurelinn.ie. If you can help, we said we would give it. David and Imelda have pledged to match every single euro that Liveline listeners give, up to, has to stop somewhere, up to 200,000. We haven't got there yet, but we have given it from yesterday until Friday, so we'll keep going. It's an incredible organisation. Peter Brannigan, back to the mystery of the Catch-22, the beautiful 100-year-old centenarian Mary in Cork got her beautiful letter from our president, and the cheque, the centenarian cheque of €2,540. But she doesn't have a bank account. She doesn't have a post office account. Doesn't have a credit union. And it's a cross cheque. Peter, can you solve the mystery?
Well, I'm pretty sure, Joe, I can. Maybe I'm 99% sure. I'm talking about exams I did 40 years ago, Joe. But the Cheques Act that we're referring to goes back to 1875. There might have been an amendment, another one since. But I just get your legal people to check this tape after we finish. But, unfortunately, I did 25 years in the bank myself, and I would guess today still that the chief executives of all the major banks don't know themselves whether I'm right or wrong when I say this, and that is that the crossing on a cheque is a protection against loss. It's not a prohibition against transferring it. If it's crossed not transferable, then it's not, not negotiable. I'm sure you've seen cheques in your time, Joe. You're old enough. And you'd have seen one's account payee only.
That's
a direct instruction to the bank that this cheque is to be lodged to this person only.
Okay.
Now, and you can still pay. If you get a cheque crossed account payee only and you sign it over to me, you sign the back, pay Peter Brannigan and sign your name, I can go in freely into my bank and lodge it. No bank can say that it's not a negotiable instrument. It is. Okay. And the one final point I'll make is that, and I've learned this myself in the last year or two, that a cheque never goes out of date. The law in this country and in Britain has evolved that it's 6 months, but it doesn't actually go out of date.
Okay, so you reckon if she
to get the mother to sign the cheque to whoever wants to negotiate it through their bank account, and there's no difficulty.
Okay.
None.
Okay.
So
well done,
maybe
Peter.
Maybe your legal people would get on to the persons who control the banks before and after the mess that they made of things. Yeah. There must be somebody in the bank somewhere today that can confirm that what I'm saying is correct.
And you did your exam 40. I presume you passed.
40 years ago. Well, I did, believe it or not. Yeah.
I know you did.
And I was one of the few people in the room that didn't cheat, by the way.
Well, tell us why. Speak freely.
Well, because I didn't cheat. The others cheated. I didn't.
How could you say that, Peter? Bankers.
Because,
bankers.
Yeah, listen, Joe, how long have you got? I'll see you.
Okay,
listen, get that woman.
I will. We'll liberate.
Can I ask you a favour? Can I ask you one favour, please?
Okay,
if any bank rings up and suggests, we'll go out and we'll provide a personal service for you, I'll just get the sick bags ready when that starts, she's quite entitled to negotiate that cheque to someone of her choice and they can negotiate it through
their
account.
And would it be fair, maybe I'm picking you up wrong here, Peter, but you don't like the banks?
Well, I don't like going in every time I go into the bank. They're great at telling me what I can't do, but when I know that what they're saying is wrong. If I go in, like the last I was in there a week ago, I had a cheque, it's payable to me, I have a bank account in that branch, and they tell me I have to sign the back of the cheque. I don't.
Right.
It's when you're told that somebody who's 3 weeks in the bank, we can't do this, we can't do that.
But Joe,
I deal with it every day, whenever I go, but when it comes on national radio and I hear, someone's going to offer to go out and negotiate this cheque and open an account, and aren't we great? If you're great, abide by the rules. The drawer of the cheque has said it's to be lodged to an account, not account payee only. So I hope I'm right. I'm pretty sure I'm 99%
right. And when you're
right.
saying in the bank last week, listen, that's not correct, do you whip out your greasy certificate from 40 years ago?
There's no point.
To say I got honours in my banking.
Joe, I may as well bring out the Beano or the Dandy. Right, listen, I'm going to go.
Good luck, Peter.
Okay, cheers.
Nice long.
Take care, bye.
Paul Bailey is the Irish League of Credit Unions. Paul. Help us here liberate this 2,540 for a 100-year-old Mary who was 100 last May in the lockdown, in the pandemic, doesn't have a bank account, doesn't have a credit union account, doesn't have both offices. Can you help?
Well, I was going to say, Joe, we have a number of credit unions in the Cork area. We have 270 credit unions nationwide. So if you want to pass on details to me, we make contact and do our very best for the woman to help her get her cheque cashed.
So, but remember, like, the signer of the cheque is pretty reliable.
I don't think it's going to bounce, Julie.
I think it is. Okay. The credit unions will do something. Okay, well done.
Thank you.
That's Paul Bailey of the great organisation, Irish League Credit Unions. Sharon Darcy. Sharon, another shout out. Can I give it's 20 to 3? 50300, text Laurel in, that's €4. Every euro helps, not every euro helps. Every euro doesn't just help, it doubles with the campaign by David and Imelda. The phone number, if you want to help the fundraising line, is 1890-998919. 1890-998919. You can make a direct donation.